Good day and welcome everyone to Power Bites. I am your host, Lou Signorelli, and Power Bites is your destination podcast for power generation conversations. As always, please know how much we appreciate you, our listeners. We hope you find our topics both helpful and interesting. We would appreciate your feedback and any suggestions you might have for new topics. You can do that by sending us an email at powerbytes, that's power, B-Y-T-E-S, at cat.com. Visit us at Cat Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. If you enjoy your time with us today, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. It really does help. Today's topic is voltage regulation, what it is and why it's important. Clearly, most of us understand that our electrical devices of all sizes rely on properly regulated voltage. We've come to just about take it for granted. Today, I'd like to delve into the subject a bit deeper to highlight it's not just what, but perhaps something of the how it's regulated by a genset. So, joining me today is Ryan Bird, former Navy nuclear electrician and graduate of Southern Illinois University. Ryan's been with Caterpillar for about 16 years, focused on control systems. So, Ryan, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Lou. Glad to be here.
Ryan, first help us understand voltage regulation from a practical perspective. What is voltage regulation?
The voltage output of a generator set is managed by the excitation system. As load varies from no load to full load on a generator set, the voltage will change. Voltage regulation speaks to the ability to maintain a consistent voltage as that load changes. If you consider a product like a portable generator, they typically have fixed excitation systems. In these systems, as load is added, the voltage drops due to its internal impedance and the power factor of the load. With a generator set that is used in a standby application, you want to maintain a more consistent voltage. With those products, an automatic voltage regulator is used to adjust the excitation within the rotor to maintain a consistent voltage across all load ranges.
So why is it important to maintain a consistent voltage?
The reason for voltage regulation actually depends on the application. In an application with a single generator set, the entire facility is based on the established voltage from the generator set. Much deviation away from the design voltage may risk some of your equipment not working, or worse yet, damaging equipment or causing injury to people. In applications that require a generator set to operate in parallel, voltage regulation is extremely critical. Tight voltage regulation assists with several functions in a parallel system, from the paralleling itself to managing the reactive load contribution from each source and limiting the circulating currents between sources. Circulating currents create heat, which could limit the power output of the generator and shorten its life. Without the ability to regulate voltage, it would be nearly impossible to operate generator sets in parallel.
Can you talk a little bit about how the automatic voltage regulator, or AVR, works?
Sure. The AVR draws power from an external source, either the output of the generator, a permanent magnet, or an auxiliary winding, which is converted to DC power to generate a magnetic field in the exciter. When this magnetic field passes by the armature, usually by the spinning of the rotor, a voltage is generated on the output of the generator. The voltage regulation system also senses the output voltage from the generator, and it will compare the sense voltage to a reference voltage. If the generator output is lower than the reference voltage, then the regulation system will boost the magnetic field on the exciter to increase the output voltage. If the generator output is higher than the reference voltage, then the regulation system will lower the magnetic field in the exciter to decrease the output voltage.
Very interesting. Does Caterpillar use just one type of AVR, and what are some of the features?
So Caterpillar uses a variety of voltage regulators, with the most common on our medium and larger generator sets being the IVR, or internal voltage regulator, and the CDVR, which is our Caterpillar digital voltage regulator. The IVR is available exclusively on gensets that use the EMCP4 line of genset controllers. The CDVR was introduced in 2004. It has its own software, but can also be programmed using our Caterpillar Electronics Technician software. It has been widely accepted in the market due to its reliability and ease of use. It utilizes its own sensing for voltage and current and has its own protections that are programmable by the end user. The CDVR also allows for a variety of programming for specific site requirements that include loading profiles and gain tuning. It can also operate in automatic voltage regulation mode, VAR mode or power factor mode. It can be given a requested regulation value via communications or an external bias signal. The CDVR can also work in droop mode, line drop, or cross-current compensation. The IVR was introduced around 2014. It has the same features as a CDVR except for the ability for cross-current compensation because it does not have a dedicated current transformer, but it does simplify the system. The IVR includes the EMCP and an excitation module. The voltage and current sensing from the CDVR are removed since the EMCP already has those connections. The other terminals that the CDVR uses are also removed for similar reasons. With the IVR system, the EMCP takes over all the processing and programming functions contained in the CDVR. The excitation module simply provides the excitation voltage to the generator. It receives a simple signal from the EMCP telling it how much voltage to generate. By placing the processing tasks in the EMCP, wiring is simplified and programming is centralized as well.
Ryan, that certainly sounds like a win for users in that we have eliminated some components, which inherently should increase reliability. Because the IVR intelligence is located in CAT's genset controller, does that allow users to customize the voltage regulation and hence perhaps enhance the genset's performance?
Well, with both the CDVR and the IVR, there are multiple set points that can be leveraged to fine-tune how the voltage regulator responds. However, with the IVR, we have the capacity for enhanced voltage regulation techniques due to having the calculations done directly inside the EMCP. The EMCP offers something with IVR called transient load relief, or TLR, which is an optional group of set points that allows the customer to define the voltage regulator response based on dynamic changes to the load, not just a pre-program. This optimizes the genset load acceptance performance.
Ryan, can you explain the transient load relief a bit further, please?
Yes. Typically, when you have a large load added to a generator, the speed will drop as the engine responds to the additional load, and the voltage will drop proportional to the speed. The speed reduction, voltage drop, and recovery of the generator will depend on the amount of load added and the programming of the voltage regulator. A large load step could cause a low voltage for an extended period of time. The TLR set points allow the customer to reduce the voltage to a customer program value as soon as a large load is applied. By dropping the voltage in this way, the generator can recover much faster by working to match the engine torque capabilities.
Clearly, voltage regulation is very important to keep facilities up and online. The tightness of that regulation is key. If the generator is allowed to wander off with respect to voltage, critical equipment could go offline and could be very costly for the user. It seems to me from our discussion today, Ryan, that CAT spends a lot of time focusing on this part of our advanced control strategy. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. The better the generator can tightly control the output voltage or respond in a customized way, then the better Caterpillar can meet the customer needs.
Well, there you have it, folks. Ryan, thank you so much for sharing your time with us today. And thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us here on Power Bytes. For more information on this and other topics, please contact your CAT dealer or write us here at Power Bytes, Power B-Y-T-E-S at CAT.com. Visit us at CAT Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. Till next time, thanks for joining us on Power Bytes and enjoy the rest of your day.